I'm Michelle Franzen. A second Alabama provider of in vitro fertilization reported that it's halting parts of its treatment after the state Supreme Court ruled frozen embryos are legally children. The University of Alabama Birmingham paused its IVF treatments over concerns of possible lawsuits. Lawyers for the man accused of murdering six people during a shooting spree in December in Texas expected in court today.
The first victims were Shane James's own parents, whose bodies were found in their home in San Antonio. The next day, four other people, apparently chosen at random, were shot and killed in Austin, 80 miles to the north. Detectives have said the 34-year-old has offered no clue about a motive.
ABC's Jim Ryan. In New Mexico, prosecutors in the involuntary manslaughter trial of Rust's weapons handler Hannah Gutierrez began opening arguments with a photo of cinematographer Helena Hutchins. She was killed by a live round fired from a gun held by Alec Baldwin. Prosecutors allege Gutierrez did not recheck the ammunition. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers is asking the Wisconsin Supreme Court to reconsider the state's congressional maps after he changed Wisconsin's legislative boundaries this week. Evers drew those congressional maps himself, but now he argues he did so under circumstances that no longer apply. Republicans hold six of Wisconsin's eight U.S. House seats. Wisconsin farmers boosted conservation efforts between 2017 and 2022. That's according to the latest USDA Agriculture Census.
In so many ways, it is about access to programs within USDA or information, making sure that we can use all of those avenues to drive adoption in the way that we know there is demand for.
Mike Lavender is with the National Sustainable Agriculture Coalition. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For news from the Center, WRCE, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Today is the final floor session scheduled for the State Assembly. Some of the items that are on the calendar include renewing the Wisconsin-Minnesota Reciprocity Agreement for college tuition and income tax, a bill that increases penalties for people who don't stop for a school bus, a measure that would help create retail-owned electric vehicle charging stations, a number of bills that affect the Department of Corrections and court processing, and a series of Republican-backed bills that deal with issues raised during the COVID pandemic. A bill that would allow the State Department of Natural Resources to test groundwater for PFAS is unlikely to make it to the floor during today's assembly session. The bill, introduced by Senator Brad Paff and Representative Jill Billings, is different than the one Republicans are working on, which would require landowner permission to test for PFAS. The Republican bill is on the calendar for today, but Governor Evers has hinted he won't sign it if it is passed by the legislature. Today will be another mild day with highs in the upper 50s. It'll cool off throughout the weekend, but no precipitation is expected. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Jim from Racine, welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Jim.
I voted for Reagan back in the day. I guess I've been supporting more of the Democratic Party for the last 40 years or so, but people gonna say, oh, man, she's a Republican, she's a Democrat, she's a whatever. I'm a human being. All these other things aren't important. We need to unite against a bigger threat. I think the threat is us becoming a dictatorship. They want us to fail.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Woody back in the clubhouse. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Brewers pitcher Brandon Woodruff back with the team after signing a two-year deal with a third-year option. Woodruff asked after the shoulder surgery, is there any chance he could pitch this season?
I will tell you, like I've told every other team and every other person, I'm following Dr. Meister's orders. He's the doctor who performed my surgery. That's up to him. And I have full trust in Dr. Meister, and I think he's the best in the game. See where I'm at the end of the year, and if it makes sense, maybe. But if not, I'll be ready to go for 25.
Woodruff says several teams came after him in free agency. Once his deal was signed, the Brewers then signed former Yankees and Padres catcher Gary Sanchez to a one-year deal with an option next season. College basketball, Marquette with a dominating win at home, 105-71 over DePaul. Tyler Kolick with 18 assists, setting a new school record, surpassing Tony Miller and Doc Rivers. NBA, the Bucks and the Timberwolves tomorrow night in Minnesota. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Another unusually warm spring-like day today as we sit under sunny skies and highs soar to near 60 degrees, which is near record heat. The number to beat is 61, set back in 1930. Everything changes tonight when a cold front arrives. Currently, it's 52.
Matt Nair on air.
Want to thank our previous guest, Bob Bonadour from the Milwaukee Planetarium. He's so knowledgeable and obviously loves what he does.
Yeah, because he gets to talk about space all the time. I'm not kidding you. I have watched videos about space and have started to cry. It's so flippin' beautiful to me.
Well, we found your birds.
Yes.
We have found your birds.
Space is my birds.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
This is Dom from the Devil's Advocates. Tune in on Thursday. Our pal, James Santel, former U.S. attorney, going to join us, and we're going to get into the Alexander Smirnoff issue.
News from the center, WRCE, 1450 AM and 107.7 FM.
Richland County's choice for news, talk, and sports.
Live from the WBZH studios in downtown Hayward, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh here live in Hayward. Thank you very much, Terry Barr, for that great intro once again. We are at our WBZH studios live on location downtown Hayward, Wisconsin, and back home at the worldwide headquarters high atop State Street, a block off the Capitol Square. Our very own Aaron Zomers once again producing and engineering and taking your phone calls as well throughout the show. Mr. Zomers, how the heck are things back home?
Doing well. We here in Madison, we're getting a second studio set up, calling it Studio C. And Studio C is coming along very well. Our amazing engineers, Chris Casper and then Brian, they set up a desk yesterday and it looks fantastic. Wow. And the equipment is well on its way.
That's always good news. We appreciate all this. It's a team effort here at Civic Media. And speaking of team, we have to be on our best behavior, Mr. Zomers, because the boss is here joining us live in beautiful Hayward, Wisconsin, coming all the way up just to keep her eye on Toddy.
To support you in your incredible tour around the state of Wisconsin.
Well, it's our very own program director, Ms. Catherine Lake. Catherine, thanks for being here. Thanks for helping us out.
So glad to be here. I was really curious about what this was going to be like without snow in Hayward. Right. For the Birkebeiner. I'm thrilled. I went up to Cable this morning while you were doing Pat Kreitlow's show this morning. I went up to Cable to check it out, and it's spectacular. They've done a great job. They have brought in and made snow and made a tour around the woods up there. I cannot pull the name of the woods up there.
Native American name, but sure. It's you came back this morning and you showed me pictures. I thought there'd be more snow. I mean, I know it was 47 degrees here yesterday, but for some reason I thought, well, they're just making it, you know, at night.
The whole area, right? No, just the path.
Just the ski loop, basically. That's it.
Yep, just the loop. They cannot come down through to come down Main Street in Hayward this year.
Right. But I think you were up there this morning. I think you got the spirit. You've been here a little over a day now. Yeah. I mean, people are they could be down, they could be bitter, they could be angry, but the people up here in Hayward and Cable, they're just on top of the world.
They get it. It's an off year, but they're still excited to be here. And gosh darn it, if outdoorsy folks aren't the kindest, most fun people. I've talked to a half dozen folks in the last day or two, and they're just such good people.
Yeah, they really are. And it's been a pleasure for me to be up here. As a matter of fact, I talked yesterday. I stopped down the first night, had some pizza at Angler's Bar and Grill just down the street here on the main street of Hayward. Went to the marketplace, got some groceries. Great local people. But then you heard these wonderful Scandinavian accents and people buying organic food.
Yes.
And I always like to buy a local when I can. And so this morning I fixed myself what was supposed to be Eggo, waffles, but they didn't have Eggo. And so I had to buy like whatever it is, best value. But I did get here in town Pauly D's pure maple syrup tapped in Hayward.
That's the good stuff.
Look at that.
That's the good stuff. There's no point in getting anything but real maple syrup.
Right? Especially when you're in northern Wisconsin.
Yes.
I mean, Pauly D's getting it done. So a shout out to Pauly D's. And you look, here's where you know you're getting the real stuff. You look in the back. Here's the list of ingredients in Pauly D's maple syrup in Hayward. Ingredients. Pure maple syrup.
Period.
That's it.
Yep.
That's all it is. There's no preservatives. There's no chemicals. It's just pure maple syrup, you understand?
The other stuff is just, what is that, sugar, that fake sugar,
high fructose corn syrup.
Yeah, no, no, nobody needs that.
No, not at all.
Nobody needs
that. By the way, I don't mean to go off on a tangent, but are you a brand person, Catherine? Because like I said, I really, when it comes to like Eggo waffles, I mean, what I had this morning was fine, but it just, it doesn't have the same texture or flavor. Same thing with like macaroni and cheese. I'm a big Kraft
person. Oh, only Kraft for mac and cheese, unless you're making it fresh, which my mom used to do, of course. Mm-hmm. I don't. But I don't love the Eggos. Lego my Eggo. I don't need that.
Really?
I need Vans. I love Vans waffles. Oh, yeah. Because they're healthier for me.
Is that like the shoes, Vans?
No. Different, but thanks for asking. They're not made of leather. They are actual
Vans waffles.
Oh, yeah.
Never
they have a lot of different kinds, high protein version, high...
Really?
Yeah, all kinds of different versions.
All right. See, you tune into the show. You learned something new in the first 10 minutes. Courtesy of our very own Catherine Lake. Catherine, appreciate you being here. We're going to have an interview or a couple of interviews you've done for us. They're fantastic. Going to listen to it in a minute. But here's what's coming up on the show today. Oh, first of all, before we get to the rundown of the show, a shout out to our other colleague today. It is the birthday of our very own executive producer, Luke Jameson Mathers.
49 years old. No, 59.
It's
50. What was it?
It's his golden birthday.
102 22. Years old.
No, it's his golden birthday, 22.
Oh, 22.
Yeah, 102 is what I heard, but we'll go with 22. Heard.
Come on now, Bina. The man is his golden birthday, 22.
Go ahead. Tell him he's 22.
but he acts like it. He's effervescent. He's youthful. He's a great guy.
He is youthful. And he has a new baby and the new doggy puppy.
Yes. He talked about that on Tuesday.
He did.
So a shout out to Lukester. We appreciate him being here, of course, every Tuesday for Tuesday Tangents with Luke. And all he does behind the scenes as well. So happy birthday to our very own Luke Mathers. So that's a shout out to him today. Coming up a little bit later, one of the big stories we're going to get to across the nation. And I think this should be talked about more. We talked about it on Up North News. Or filled in for Kreitlow this morning. Republicans now finally admitting that their lead witness for this whole impeachment process against Biden is fake. It's not real. And yesterday, Mano Raju from CNN caught up with GYM Jim Jordan, and he says, look, yeah, it's not true, but we're still going to move ahead with this. And Midas Touch Network has broken down these things that Jim Jordan has said are true. We'll go through them and debunk them and take your calls as well. Also on the state level, Tony Evers is urging the Wisconsin Supreme Court to reconsider the congressional map. So we'll talk about that. We talked this morning as well. I think Jane and Greg on Matt and Air on Air with Dr. Lyerly before us talked about the fact that this ruling in Alabama Supreme Court, which now outlaws in vitro fertilization Alabama, will talk about the religious aspects behind this. This is nuts because the Chief Justice quoting the Bible in a court ruling. Mm. And also, we'll give you a little evidence as why I feel the GOP has truly become cult-ish.
If I think absolutely true.
And also,
as a former member, you know this.
I do. I'm not sure. For those watching on the stream, I'm not sure. Does our health plan cover Viagra? Because I need some mic stand. It keeps going down. You
that
understand?
Is an inappropriate question. Has nothing to do with mic stands.
All right. Well, we'll see. Anyway, we'll figure out the mic stand as the show goes on. But most importantly, we appreciate Catherine being here up here with us because, you know, I'm holding down the fort here. And not only is Catherine a program director, I mean, quickly, I'm not quickly, but we got time. We have 3 hours, for God's sake. But you have been in radio quite a while. You're not just an administrative type. You cut your teeth on doing reporting and hosting, and tell people a little bit about yourself.
Oh, I started in Madison, Wisconsin on WORT, the local community radio station. They gave me a shot. Mm-hmm. I just answered an ad and said, that sounds like fun. But my degree is not in journalism. It's really? In music. So
I didn't know that.
It was a music. I played the violin.
Really?
Yeah. Yes.
Come on the show and play the violin. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's never going to happen. That's why I'm not playing the violin these days. I did not become a violinist. I just got the degree and then put it away. But Wart gave me the chance to do a music hybrid interview thing. I like to talk. I like people. I'm a curious person. So it was really fun. But then I got into commercial radio and did 10 years in Madison, 2 years in L.A., and then off back to Madison between, and then off to Chicago. I was with WGN for 22 years. Mm-hmm. And I love radio, and I hated how it had turned, as we all know, into right-wing propaganda with Rush Limbaugh et al. Mm-hmm. And when I heard about this position, I thought, well, that's my excuse to get back to Madison and be part of this incredible experiment of civic media.
Well, we're happy to have you here. Great to have you part of the team, and been very helpful and instrumental in kind of recrafting some of the things here at Civics. We appreciate you. And WGN, a great great station down there too, when you're down that area. But we're certainly happy to have you here at Civic Media across the state of Wisconsin. You were out in the field, as they say, and talked to some great folks. And I love this because this wasn't planned. Catherine was gracious enough to let me take a little nap yesterday. And she said, I'll go out and talk to people. And so tell folks what we're about to hear, some of these great people you found at the 50th Annual America Birkenbeiner here in Hayward.
Well, I just walked the street because it's so charming. Main Street Hayward is so beautiful, and it would have been the location for the skiers to come right down Main Street if there were a drop of snow. But I happened to catch a man on the street. I saw him talking to somebody else that was a stranger to him, and then I says, are you, because he was dressed head to toe in ski wear, you know, some slimming thing, and I just asked him if he was there for the Berkey, and he said, of course, and he answered a couple questions, and it was lovely. And the other two that you'll also hear, I caught them at the grocery store, also picking up some supplies for my stay, and they were just getting out of their car, having just arrived from Switzerland.
That's incredible, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, it just firsthand, you got to see that, you know, this is not just a Wisconsin event. It is truly an international event.
And they still showed up, you know, and they're repeat offenders. So you'll hear about that as well.
All right, Mr. Summers, do we have time for the first cut here, the first interview that Catherine did, or do you want to hold on to that for a minute?
Yes, here we go.
All right, here's the first group that Catherine Lake talked to at the Birkenbeiner here in Hayward.
You did it to today.
I did the Berkey Open Track Classic today. 3 laps, 30 kilometers.
Yeah. How did it feel?
I feel good. I'm glad I was able to do it. They did an amazing job with the course layout. It was challenging but interesting, and just they did a great job with
plenty of snow.
Did they
bring it in? Did they make it?
They make snow. They have trails open during the winter with machine-made snow, and then they made mountains of snow, and this last weekend they were out with front-end loaders and dump trucks and spreading it around and grooming it and everything, getting it all set up. So it was an amazing thing. And
have you done it before, the Berkey?
This is my 30th.
30th Berkey?
Yeah.
Get out.
Yeah,
What's your name?
Peter Voorhees. Hayward High School, class of 68. I live in the Keweenaw Peninsula of Upper Michigan now, and we do have some snow up there, but not like usual. So
thank you so much. Thank you so much. Congratulations.
Thanks.
There you go, Captain Lake out in the field.
Listening to him say snow. I just love hearing that. That's the way to say it, no?
Right, up snow. In the UP.
Oh, yeah.
But I mean, think about that. A guy who graduated here, you know, over 35, 40 years ago, and this is institutional for this part of the state. It's embedded in one of the local traditions here in northern Wisconsin.
And this is the 50th anniversary of.
Right.
It happened in 73 with 35 guys. That's it, 35 people. And it's graduated into not just skiing, but also running, hiking, right? Running and biking.
Yeah, we talked about it a little bit with Terry Barr, and I think they're thinking ahead, right? Because as Brittany Merlot talked about, these weather patterns could change things. So they've got mountain biking, they've got ATV, UTV stuff, all that. We'll come back and talk more with Catherine Lake, our program director, and find out other interviews. What did she find out from the Swiss, who are also in Hayward? Stay with us on the Civic Media Radio Network.
From the center, WRCE.
Most of us can agree we should have the freedom to make our own medical decisions. Politicians should have no role at all, but not California mega millionaire Eric Hovde. Hovde said, I am totally opposed to abortion, and I'm 100% pro-life. And he supported overturning Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights. Hovde's been supported by Wisconsin Right to Life, an extreme anti-abortion group that supports banning abortion, even in cases of rape and incest, and threatens doctors and nurses with criminal charges for providing abortion care. With views like that, Hovde could be a crucial vote in favor of a national abortion ban, letting politicians decide what's right for women. Call Eric Hovde at his California office at 714-730-4444. Tell him his position on abortion is dangerous for Wisconsin women. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
This is News from the Setter, WRCE.
Welcome back to the Tyler Ball Show, live on location in Hayward, Wisconsin, the site of the 50th annual Birkebeiner Ski Race.
Annual? Is that what you're saying? Really going to get away with that?
I did that on purpose. Catherine is here, so I spent 5 hours, by the way, joined by our program director from Civic Media, Catherine Lake, live here in Hayward, Wisconsin, as we cover the Birkebeiner here on the Civic Media Radio Network. So I got off doing 5 hours of radio yesterday, and Catherine arrived, and of course, very kindly listened, and part of her job is to give me feedback and try to make me better, which of course is a huge challenge, old goofball like me, but she tries, you understand. And so she said, say annual for me, and so I said annual.
Annual. And you said that that's something that's said in Richland Center?
It's a colloquialism in Richland Center.
Annual. There's a W in there, you know, somewhere.
Not Richland Center. There's not. It's like whoosh. We don't always say whoosh either.
My husband, he went to a spelling bee when he was
a kid.
My husband went to a spelling bee when he was a kid, and his mother would say warsh. And so he spelled it W-O-R-S-H, and he went home so furious with her, don't say warsh, it's wash. And he spelled it badly and got cut out.
That one I've tried to break myself of, but not all of them. Yeah. But interesting, right? You come up to, somebody told me this, who's not from Wisconsin, and they visited, and they said, you know, not only is there like a northern and southern in the United States accent, but in Wisconsin, there are regional accents and colloquialisms. People in Milwaukee, for instance, have certain ways they say words, much different than Southwest Wisconsin, much different than Northern Wisconsin.
And his mother, my husband's mother, is from Iowa. So that's a whole different set of accents, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Midwest is nutty.
But we're friendly.
But you're nice people.
You know, in my opinion, as long as you say milk when you're talking about, and it's not milk or mouth.
Illinois, milk. What is wrong with them?
Yeah.
Or Wisconsin.
Yeah. I don't get it.
That one I don't get either. No, it's Wisconsin.
Of course it is.
But speaking of nice people, Catherine Lake, you were again on the street here yesterday talking to a lot of great folks, ran into some international visitors.
Just getting out of their car, having just arrived in Hayward.
That's great. Here we are, Mr. Zomers, like Catherine Lake on the street with some of the participants internationally on the 50th annual Birkebeiner Ski Race.
Good. What's your name?
Sophia Velazur.
Oh my gosh, that's a heck of a name. Is that, what kind of name is that?
That is, I guess, originally a Czech surname that got, Anglicanized when my grandfather moved to the U.S.
It's beautiful.
My grandfather's parents, I'm not sure.
Very good. But, yeah. So you're here for the Berkey.
Yes.
Did you go to ski today?
No, we just got here.
You just got in town.
Yeah.
Are you excited?
Yeah. Also, I'm amazed that they're having the Berkey this year at all. There's no snow. I don't see a fleck of snow here. And for them to make like a 10-kilometer track, it's insane.
It's insane. You haven't seen it yet then?
No, but I saw photos.
You did.
And it looks good.
It does?
Yeah. Yeah, it really does.
Is this your first Berkey?
No, this is my third Berkey to date, I think. I did a couple when I was younger, but the thing has been like 5 years since the last one, so I'm excited.
Very excited.
Yeah.
And you are?
Greg Velazur, Sophia's father.
Very good. And you've done the Berkey before?
Yes, this will be my seventh.
Seventh?
Mm-hmm.
And are you excited about it? Do you think it's going to be okay without snow on the ground here and
Hayward?
Well, I'm still excited about it. Yeah, it would be. I'd prefer to be coming down the main street of Hayward, but it's amazing that they can do it at all, so we're happy to be here to do it, yeah.
And you'll be here next year, of course.
I hope so, yeah. We live in Switzerland, so...
You do live in Switzerland.
We don't get here every year, but we get here probably at least half the time, at least one of us.
Fantastic. Thank you both so much for your time. I really appreciate it.
Have a good day.
Thank you. You too.
I must have been just the weirdest. And he hopped out of his car because she was getting out. I got his daughter, accosted her, and he's like, "What? Who's that woman talking to you?" But they were so kind.
I mean, and a couple of things, my takeaway there listening to this interview. Number one, how cool is it that people in other countries have a great command of the English language, but I don't even have a good command of English. My Spanish is so-so at best, right?
It was perfect. The tiniest little accent in each of them.
Yeah. I mean, other places, I mean, it's not uncommon to speak 2, 3, 4 languages.
Yeah, no, that is the shame of our country.
Yeah. Yeah. That's another cup of coffee or bottle of wine. But how cool is it that you know, a dad-son or dad-daughter team is here in Wisconsin for another country experiencing this? And I don't know, I just think it's one of the many cool places, whether it's Summerfest in Milwaukee. Of course, they have Irish Fest and Italia Fest, all these things like that. German Fest in Milwaukee as well. Over in Southwest Wisconsin, you have Český den, celebrating the Czech culture of from Europe that immigrated to Wisconsin. And not to get too political, Catherine, but I think at a time when people's where they came from and who's really an American is questioned in today's day and age, it's refreshing to come to a place where nobody's asking who you're voting for. They're here to celebrate a human culture and a tradition.
And a beautiful state, being outdoors. Wisconsin people, one of the reasons I really wanted to get back here from the city of Chicago, of course, but people here are doers. You do stuff. You ski, you run, you bike, you take care of your land. And especially up here in the North Woods area, it is just so well. You see trees being planted all over the place.
Yeah.
You are shepherds of this earth here in Wisconsin in a way that most states, I don't think, are.
And I think a shout out also needs to go to the Native American culture up here in northern Wisconsin. Of course, our friend Robert Pilot hosts Native Roots Radio every evening on Civic Media. And one of the great things that I got out of working in politics, that one of my former bosses was on the State Tribal Relations Committee and got to go around to a lot of the different tribes and learn more about it. And here in northern Wisconsin, such a rich history of Native American culture.
Speaking of stewards of the earth,
exactly. Yeah. It all started with them and... You know, us white people
came in and ruined it all.
Messed it up, but little by little, trying to learn more and do better. Any big plans today, Catherine, as you hit the streets again here?
Yeah, I might hit the streets. I need to have some lunch eventually here. I'm starving.
Very good.
But, and there's plenty of places to choose from.
I have an off-brand egg in the refrigerator here.
Yeah, I have hard-boiled eggs in my little hotel room, too. Yes, no good. No good.
No, not so good. But it's going to warm up like 47 degrees today.
Down in Madison, 55.
I know.
Nutty.
Isn't that? I mean,
not a year.
And Brittany Merlot saying maybe 60 by next. It's going to cool down a little bit this weekend, like normal temperatures.
Yep.
But then, you know, up in the maybe 60s in part of the state next week.
I'm going to take the blame for this because in I moved north from Chicago back to Wisconsin, where the weather is always a little bit cooler and more snowy. And this year it wasn't. It was like it was a welcome home. Yeah. It's okay. You can get by. You can make it through the winter.
Right.
Yeah.
Another great part, not just the international travelers and visitors, but also the local folks here. I want to give a shout out to Darla, who oversees our Park River radio station and also and also the station here in Hayward. She passed on some information. The local Lions Club, the Hayward Lions Club, is their stand is now open for those listening to us locally on WBZH here, 9:10 a.m. Stop on out. The Lions are doing a great food tent from now until 3 p.m. tomorrow, 9 a.m. till 6. Also Saturday and Sunday at 9. Well, Saturday is 9 to 6, Sunday 9 to 4. Listen to this, Catherine. German brats. Veggie brats for those who don't do meat.
Really?
Hamburger, cheeseburgers, hot pretzels.
Nice.
Coffee, water, hot chocolate, all the
good German food.
Right. And you also get to support a great local organization.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you're trying to be about, right? In civic media, support these hometowns and local organizations. And the Hayward Lions are getting it done. So looking forward to that. Well, Catherine, thank you so much for being here. Maybe we'll hear a little bit from you tomorrow as well.
I can't wait to hear how you tackle these other topics. Well, boy, you've got some good stuff coming.
We'll give it our best shot. You're of a certain age, like I am. Do you remember The Miracle on Ice? Al Michaels from the 1980 Lake Classic? International Olympics. Today is the 44th anniversary of it. And coming up next, we'll replay that. You can live it all over again. Don't go anywhere. It's the Civic Media Show, or the Todd Oswald Show on Civic Media. We're live from Hayward. Catherine just docked me. Back after this on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is Dom from the Devil's Advocates. Tune in on Thursday. Our pal, James Santel, former U.S. attorney, going to join us, and we're going to get into the Alexander Smirnoff issue.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Civic Media's Rich LoCascio. Could you introduce me as a wrestler right now? You could call me like the Punching Bag or the Patsy or something.
From Green Bay, Wisconsin, the Punching Bag, Pete Schwabba.
Now I'd be looking across the ring at my opponent's eyes getting really wide as he got ready to wail on me.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report, along with you on a Thursday. In the latest milk production report from the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Wisconsin saw almost a 1% increase in milk production from the same time last year. But the 24 major dairy producing states as a group saw milk production fall nearly 1% from last year. New Mexico stands out from the crowd with a 16% drop from January 2023. Broker analyst Katie Burgess from EverAg has the reason why.
The Southwest has been struggling for the past 6 to 9 months, but it was even worse here for the month of January. We've seen that New Mexico alone lose 10,000 dairy cows, so that's a lot of cows moving out of the state. When you look at that part of the world, though, the milk prices are not great down there, and there are long-run water issues. And so we have seen farmers leaving that part of the country. And the flip side, we've seen states like South Dakota growing a lot. So the Midwest is still viewed as a very favorable place to milk cows.
South Dakota saw an almost 11% increase in milk production from the same time last year. Katie Burgess along with us. She's a broker analyst with EverAg. We'll take a look at our midday commodity prices next.
When I think of my childhood, the fields were my playground and the barn was my sanctuary. Growing up on a farm was more than a way of life. It was the roots of my story in agriculture. I'm Charity Seebecker from the Midwest Farm Report, and now I get to bring you those stories from farmers from all over the state at MidwestFarmReport.com. You can head over there and sign up for our e-newsletter so you can be better connected to the stories of what's happening in the industry.
There goes Pam Yonke across Wisconsin in her suburban truck. Thanks to our equipment located in Dodgeville. Check out the affordable, efficient, versatile tractor line at our equipment and ask for Mr. Versatile, Chuck Gill. Keep up with Pam and the entire team at MidwestFarmReport.com, on Facebook at Fabulous Farm Babe, on Instagram at Fab Farm Babe, or by downloading the Midwest Farm Report app.
Following the milk production report, dairy is seeing some strength. From Chicago, the March Class 3 milk contract is up 28 cents at $17.26 a hundredweight. The April contract is up 29 cents at $17.49 a hundredweight. And if we look ahead to May, the Class 3 milk contract is up 35 cents at $17.89 a hundredweight. Downward pressure continues on our grain markets. Cash corn is down 4¾ cents at 406¼. December new crop corn is down 4½ cents at 452¾. Cash beans are down 6¾ at 11.54 a bushel, and November new crop beans are down 7¼ cents at 11.38½. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Another unusually warm spring-like day today as we sit under sunny skies and highs soar to near 60 degrees, which is near record heat. The number to beat is 61, set back in 1930. Everything changes tonight when a cold front arrives. Currently, 53 degrees.
Today, young adults face big questions about their future. How will you make your mark? Do you want to be part of something bigger than yourself? Are you ready to learn new skills and make new friendships? Perhaps you have a dream that you're ready to make real. So, how will you make a mark with your future? As you embark on a journey toward finding these answers, the military can serve as a resource for providing help, information, and opportunities. A public service message from the Department of Defense. To learn more, visit todaysmilitary.com.
From Hillsboro to Highland, your choice for news, talk, and sports is News from the Center, WRCE, 1450 AM and 107.7 FM.
Show live from Hayward, Wisconsin, the site of the 50th anniversary of the Birkenbeiner ski race here in beautiful Hayward, Wisconsin. Also in cable. Actually, this race this year is Catherine Lake. We appreciate so much our program director, Catherine Lake, joining us here up in Hayward for this event. Normally, as she said, the race would end about a half a block from where we're at. If you kind of look on the stream here outside the window of our studios downtown Hayward. But because of these abnormally and unusually warm temperatures, can't happen. And so all the action as far as skiing goes is going to be up at the trailhead about 22 miles northwest of here in Cable. Normally the race would go from Cable to Hayward, not able to. But the industrious, the never-say-never people of Hayward, the great spirit of the area, have made it possible as they make snow at night to put that snow down and create about a 10-kilometer loop around the Cable area through the woods and whatnot. And Catherine was up there this morning scouting that out. I forgot to mention, on Saturday, our coverage of the Birkenbeiner continues on the Jim Santel show from 9 until 11. And our local reporters up here in northern Wisconsin, Gray and Big G, are going to join Jim Santel from 9 to 11. And they will have reports throughout the hour, live reports. And I believe they're going to try to report live from Cable, where some of that competition is taking place. So looking forward to that. But that's what's going on as far as the event here. And today, on the 22nd of February, the birthday of our very own Luke Mathers, by the way, it also happens to be the 44th anniversary of the 1980 Miracle on Ice. And for those that might not be of a certain age and might not remember, I remember it like it was yesterday. 1980, the Olympics were held in Lake Placid, New York, upstate New York there. And at the time, of course, the Russians were then the Soviet Union, the USSR, the Soviets. And they were almost nearly unbeatable when it came to men's ice hockey. They won the gold medal every Olympics for several years. And in 1980, the United States had kind of an upstart team with some kids on it. And one of those kids' name was Mark Johnson. And he was integral in the United States knocking off the Soviet Union. It was something nobody thought would happen. And now, of course, Mark Johnson, the son of legendary UW men's hockey coach Bob Johnson, who, of course, won a couple of national championships at Madison for the Badgers when he was there. And Mark Johnson skated for his dad, then went on to have an Olympic and NHL career. And, of course, now he's back as the head coach of the women's program, was the first coach and so far the only coach, thank goodness, won 7 national championships with Badger women's hockey. 7 national championships with Badger women's hockey. But there was a montage put together by the Wisconsin Badger women's hockey team looking back and interviewing Al Michaels. The great Al Michaels, of course, who has been with ABC, called Monday Night Football, also several Olympics for them, in particular Winter Olympics, and then went on to have a great career at NBC for the NFL, and is now with, I believe, Amazon Prime, and does the Thursday night games with Kirk Herbstreit for the NFL. But so the Badger women's hockey caught up with Al Michaels and talked about the importance of Mark Johnson in that miracle on ice that happened 44 years ago today in Lake Placid, New York, at the 1980 Winter Olympics. Listen now to reflections from the great Al Michaels.
Going to the Olympics, the feeling would be that if there was one standout guy, one guy that team was going to have to rally around, it was going to be Mark Johnson.
Here we go as the game is underway.
When people think of the U.S.-Soviet game, the one thing maybe they remember above all else in terms of what took place in those 60 minutes was Mike Eruzione's winning goal. But you don't get there unless Mark Johnson scores that goal with 1 second to go in the first period. That was gigantic.
Long shot, the easy save by Krediak, but Johnson is there and scores!
And then Mark, of course, was able to give the U.S. the lead on a power play about 8.5 minutes into the third period, and that set up the Eruzione game-winning goal. So Johnson was so instrumental.
He was the leader of our team. He's a quiet guy, but he was the leader. Everybody looked to him all the time. And he's the one that ended up making big plays when it was necessary.
He was the guy that kind of, in a way, was the pulse of that team.
Johnson standing in the shot, but we can't be score!
And internally, I know all of the guys through the years have always talked about, you don't do this without Mark Johnson.
Reflections of the great Al Michaels there. ABC announcer of the Winter Olympics in 1980 on the miracle on ice happening 44 years ago today, talking about, you know, everybody remembers Eruzione, the game-winning goal that scored the goal on the Soviet Union. But as he said, as Al Michaels said, had it not been for Mark Johnson and his two goals, they would have never had the opportunity to win there kind of in the last few minutes. And so there's been a movie made about it, of course. I'm embarrassed to say I've never seen the movie. I want to see it. I think it's called A Miracle on Ice as well. What are your reflections? Do you remember, were you around in 1980 and remember the Miracle on Ice? 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. We'd love to hear from you. You can also text us via the Civic Media app. You can download it on your Apple or Android device. Takes less than a minute. It's free. It's what Gail King at CBS calls a deal. Well, she says that about the CBS Morning app, but I think she would say it about ours as well. 844-967-2789. Let's go to the phone lines. Tim in Waukesha listening in, I assume, on WAUK, the Shaw down there in Waukesha. Tim, thanks for listening and calling in. What say you?
One of the biggest things that probably a lot of people don't remember, the younger people nowadays, is our kids were kids back then. They were not a professional hockey team like the mm-hmm. Russians and the Czechoslovakians were. We only allowed non-paid, you know, non-professional athletes.
100%. That's a great point. And that's what made it so incredible, right, Tim? That you had these
exactly.
these guys who were just, you know, professional. That's all they did was focus on hockey. And that's why they were so unbeatable, particularly for a true, what we would say back in the day, an amateur type of team, that this group of just kind of, you know, kids that wanted to, who loved hockey. That's what made it so incredible.
You got it.
That's great. Well, thank you. I assume you were alive like myself. Remember that moment?
Yes, I grew up in Eagle River, on top of it.
Eagle River, that's fantastic. Oh, my gosh, that's great. One of my best friends is from Eagle River, so it's a great part of the state. So thanks for calling. Appreciate that memory, Tim. Thank you for calling in. 844, my pleasure, 844-967-2789. Were you around in the 1980 Miracle on Ice? And also your reflections, because, you know, obviously a bit smaller, not a whole lot smaller, but a bit smaller, the Birkenbeiner, which we're here in Hayward covering, it's these great moments for athletes. And many of the people coming here to the Birkenbeiner, not just an international professional skier, but there is like an under 20 youth league. There are races just for women. There are then the professional skier races. So one of the things that I love about these type of sporting events is the fact that it brings us together. And exactly like Tim was saying, I mean, we were all glued to our television sets in 1980. And remember, you know, this was to set up for the national champion, the gold medal. This was the semifinal round, see? And then the gold medal round was the next round where the United States won. But it was, if you couldn't get by the Soviet Union, then it was going to be all over. And that was the juggernaut there. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Would love to hear from you. Sean, listening in on WRCE, the home station, the hometown back in Richland Center. Sean says, quote, not a hockey fan one bit. But with that said, The Miracle is an all-time favorite sports movie. See, I gotta see the movie because I heard it's really, really good. And as much as I love college hockey, and in particular the Johnson family in Wisconsin, I'm embarrassed to say I never saw it.
I'm pretty sure I saw it on TV, but I also don't think I was paying much attention because, you know, it was just on and I was there. I wasn't like watching it, you know.
Right. I've heard it, so I'll have to check it out. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. If you have a favorite memory from the 1980 Olympics, Winter Olympics, the 44th anniversary today, the 22nd of February, of that miracle on ice when the United States beat the Soviet Union in the semifinal to advance, and then, of course, went on to win the gold medal. And the great memories there by Al Michaels. And great for the women's hockey team, by the way, to put that together at Wisconsin. Johnson and do that for their coach, Mark Johnson. I really, one of the things I want to try to do this year, probably have to wait till after the season now, but I would love to have Mark Johnson on and talk to him because I met him once. He came into one of my old coffee shops I used to have, and just a fantastically nice, humble, wonderful human being as a person, Mark Johnson. So would love to have him on. 844-967-2789. Let's go to Eric, listening in Wausau near Bull Falls Radio. Eric, thanks for listening. What say you?
Well, of course, I remember the game. And like you, I had the chance to meet Mark Johnson. I used to play like rec hockey and met him down in Madison. But one of the coolest stories I met, there was a guy named Dave Christian on that 1980 team.
Okay.
And I met his brother, and he told me a great story about like getting in trouble because he was playing a high school hockey game during that game, and they were like running to go watch the game, and the coach was yelling at him.
Really?
And then they got to fly out to Lake Placid and watch the gold medal game. So anyway,
really? Oh my gosh!
Yeah. So it's fantastic.
And back anyway, in 1980, that was a really big deal, right? To have to fly out to New York, especially in 1980. Much bigger deal than today.
Yeah, and so, well, to make a long story out of it, is that there were Christian Brother hockey sticks, and that was actually their family, so they could probably afford it.
Right.
But anyway, I was the same age as Mark Johnson. So anyway, I was really happy to meet him, just shake his hand, and
cool.
What a great thing. So.
Yeah,
all right.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you.
Thanks for listening up there in Bull Falls and Wausau, Eric. Thanks for calling in. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Memories of the 44th anniversary of the Miracle on Ice. Go down to Rock County. Rico in Rock County. Rico, what say you?
Hey, how you doing there, Todd?
Better now that I hear your voice, Rico.
I do remember that 1980 Miracle on Ice. Oh my gosh! You know, people were so proud, and there was a lot of unity in the country back then when that happened. You know,
right?
And it was a real great thing. You know, But yeah, I do remember that, and I definitely do remember that, Todd. You realize, Todd, I'm one tick away from 60 degrees down here in Rock County.
Are you really? You're at 59 in Rock.
Yeah.
For those that don't know, Rock County borders the Illinois border there, so can't get much more south than Wisconsin than Rock County. But almost 60 degrees there. That's crazy.
Yeah, isn't that crazy? It's February. Yeah. I mean, come on. I do have my own miracle on ice that I wanted to share with the folks, if I may.
What's that? Sure, of course. Now,
well, my miracle on ice is you take a good sized glass and you fill it almost all the way to the top with ice cubes, right? Now listen, yes. I'm serious,
right.
Todd.
Okay.
And then you fill the other half. You fill the glass half of full of Korbel brandy. Now, if you don't have Korbels, you can use Jay Bebe on a bad day. Okay.
All right.
And then no Coke. You put 7-Up in it. Oh my God, that was
really?
The first time I made one. I've been drinking them ever since. They're great. I love them.
That's the best part of the show so far. That's great. Rico's Miracle on Ice, half a glass of ice, half a glass of Korbel brandy, and 7-Up.
You got it, buddy. There you go.
Thank you, Rico. Look, people, you tune into the Tonto Ball Show, you're going to feel better, you're going to be happier, and you're going to learn practical advice. As George Carlin likes to say, that or used to say, that's practical advice. A miracle on ice. Maybe we'll have to replace the Friday mimosas with a little miracle on ice, Mr. Zommers.
You know what? That would be fun. A lot more alcohol, but...
Yes. Coming up next, we'll hear the actual call from Al Michaels from 44 years ago today. You don't want to miss it. Stay tuned. It's the Tonto Ball Show live in Hayward on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Join Wisconsin women's basketball at the Kohl Center on January 27th at 2 p.m. to celebrate National Girls and Women in Sports Day, presented by Kohl's. The festivities start early with interactive kids' activities, a special halftime panel, and a 50th season lapel pin giveaway while supplies last. For more information on our National Girls and Women in Sports Day celebration on January 27th and to purchase women's basketball tickets, visit UWBadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's UWBadgers.com.
News from the Center, WRCE.
Show live on location at the 50th anniversary of the American Birkebeiner Classic here in Hayward, Wisconsin. We're at our station WBZH, the Buzz of the North. Glad to be here on location right off of Main Street. You can look out the window here. People starting to gather more things going on in town for those watching on the stream. Joined as always by our producer engineer, Mr. Aaron Zommers, back at the world headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin. Also talking about the 44th anniversary of the Miracle on Ice. It's the 44th anniversary of the Winter Olympics in Lake Placid, New York in 1980. Played for you the reflections of the great Al Michaels, sportscaster, who was with ABC at the time. That's where the Winter Olympics used to be broadcast on before NBC got almost this seemingly lifetime contract for the Olympics. But ABC, and I loved it because I was a big Jim McKay fan, and those people of a certain age out there will remember Jim McKay. He was ABC Sports for many years, particularly the Olympics and the Winter Olympics in particular. He also hosted the ABC Wide World of Sports for a long time as well. So Jim McKay was usually your anchor, and then a much younger, obviously, Al Michaels, was the play-by-play announcer for men's hockey for ABC during the Winter Olympics. And so he had this nice reflection that the UW women's hockey team put together. Of course, Mark Johnson, now the 7-time national champion head coach of the women's program at Madison. And now we're going to play for you the actual clip from ABC Sports 44 years ago today in the semifinals of the Olympics 1980. The United States, as one of the callers pointed out, with amateur college hockey kid players taking on the big boys, the professional athletes, the communists, the Soviet Union players of the Soviet Union. Nobody thought they could win. But after Mark Johnson scored 2 goals and they had scored 1 more, they were ahead. But could they pull it out? Could they finish it off? Here's Al Michaels from 1980.
McClanahan is there. The puck is still loose. 11 seconds. You've got 10 seconds. The countdown going on right now. Morrow up to Schultz. 5 seconds left in the game. Do you believe in miracles? Yes!
Unbelievable.
the great Al Michaels with the call. The crowd just keeps going on, by the way. It was pandemonium. And the fact that Al Michaels is such a quintessential, brilliant broadcaster that instead of talking over all that crowd noise and ruining the moment, he came up with the perfect line. And I've seen interviews with him since who, you know, they asked him, well, had you practiced that? And he said it just came to him. Like he didn't, because most people didn't even think the United States would win that game. And it just came to him in the moment. I mean, do you believe in a miracle? I mean, the only way these people win, these guys win, these amateurs against these professionals, is a miracle, basically. That and a lot of talent. But I mean, do you believe in miracles? Yes. And then he just shut up and let the cameras do the work and the microphones pick up the crowd. And all of us who were watching got to live in that moment.
Oh, I definitely recommend looking up the video and watching it, because even just hearing the crowd noise is crazy. It just keeps going. Right. But getting to see the huge dog pile of the team hugging each other and everybody right. just going nuts in the crowd is something to behold.
Yeah. It really is. And it's the power of sports. It's the power of athleticism. It really comes down to the power of humanity, right? It's just a great humanity story, human story.
And Jeff Perry comments with, wow, that clip still gives me chills, even after all these years.
Me too. I honestly, I got goosebumps just listening to it. I listened to it, I think, two or three times this morning, getting it ready. It is perhaps, at least in my lifetime, the most iconic sports call I've ever heard. It's that powerful. And I think because it was not expected, and as the caller pointed out, it was because it was amateur athletes taking on professional hockey players. And it had the added bonus of the United States versus the Soviet Union. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. We'd love to hear your reflections on this. We have time for a Catherine Lake's interview, Mr. Zomers?
Yes.
All right, very good. Catherine Lake, our program director, out on the street. She's talking to more folks here at the Birkenbeiner in Hayward. She just filed this report live from Hayward.
So you're here for the Berkey?
Yeah.
Yeah? How old are you?
8.
You're 8 years old and you're here to ski the Berkey?
I ran.
You ran?
Yeah.
You're kidding. Now, how many times have you done the Berkey?
This is my first year.
First time. And what's your name?
CJ.
CJ, it's so nice to meet you. Thank you for talking with me. Do you ski at all?
No.
No, not really interested in it, but you want to see it happen.
Yeah.
So you live in Hayward, or where do you live?
Here in Hayward.
You do live in Hayward. Well, it's a fun place to be, I'm telling you. I'm coming up from way down south in Madison, but I love Hayward. Do you love Hayward?
Yeah.
What do you love most about it?
The fish.
The fish? You fish? No way! Well, you get it all done. Did you get any ice fishing done this year?
Yeah.
You did a little bit? Oh, that's fun. Well, thanks for talking with me, CJ. Mind if I talk to your dad?
Yeah.
Okay. What's your name?
Zach.
Zach, have you been to the Berkey before?
I have, yep.
Have you participated in it?
Nope. I'm not geared for that or in shape for that.
But you like the fishing part?
I do. Yeah. We spend a lot of time on the lake in the summer and then a lot of time on the ice when we can.
And the Berkey coming up here and making Hayward crazy busy every year, does it drive you nuts or are you just thrilled when it happens?
No, I love it. It's great for the business around here, great for the kids to get out and see what this town has to offer. You know, it's a great tourist spot, but, you know, from going from low numbers to a big event like this, I think it's really good for the town and the kids to see all these competitors come and see what it's all about.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Great job by our very own Catherine Lake, Civic Media Program Director, who is up here in Hayward and doing Yo Person's work and doing a great job of getting us those on location interviews. Just another example, Mr. Zomers, of the local flavor, the people people coming together, the spirit of sports. Doesn't matter whether it was 44 years ago for the Miracle on Ice or today with the Birkenbeiner.
Yeah, and that was at the Bar and Grill Anglers.
That's where I got my pizza from the other night. Great place, Angler's Bar and Grill here in Hayward, Wisconsin. Coming up, we'll talk politics and what's going on in Washington, D.C. Don't want to miss it. Stay with us. We are live from Hayward, the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This- This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
This is Dom from the Devil's Advocates. Tune in on Thursday. Our pal James Santel, former U.S. attorney, going to join us. And we're going to get into the Alexander Smirnov issue.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Americans are feeling the pinch with food prices edging up again. The Agricultural Department shows